Great day, great day, great day. You are tuned in to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. I am your host tonight, Mishawn L. We have a great, fantastic show for you tonight with an exclusive interview with Jay Lamont tonight. So listen, our lines are already lighting up. I want to make sure that I am meeting everyone's needs and stay tuned in. So let me just give you a little background. With Jay Lamont is originally from Oakland City, Oklahoma. Jay went to say, I'm a graduate of Lanson University with a BA degree in broadcast journalism. I started out working as a radio personality for radio stations in Oklahoma City and Houston, Texas. After relocating to Houston, I began to embark on a career in the comedy business as well as a singer. I have opened for such artists as the Gap Band, the OJs, and the late Roger Troutman. During this time in Houston, Jay Lamont says, it's hard to read and someone else is writing in the third person, but I'm so excited to have Jay Lamont come on with us, and we're going to dive right into the show. Great day again. I am your host, Mishawn L. We have such a great exclusive interview with Jay Lamont. So welcome, you're live on the air, and please tell us who you are and where you're from. Great day.
Hello.
Great day. Yes, how are you?
can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Okay, yeah, you said state my name. Yeah, my name is Charles Johnson. I'm from Honolulu, Hawaii, by way of Mobile, Alabama.
Awesome. Well, thank you for tuning in, and you're tuning in to support Jay Lamont?
No, this is Jay Lamont.
That's what I was waiting on you to say.
I was just messing with you. I said, oh, so you're trying to play along. You're trying to say, oh, yeah, I knew it was you. No, no, you didn't. You didn't know.
No, let me tell you something, though. As I'm reading your bio, I'm telling you, a lot of times life comes into play right away that
yeah.
I knew that you were joking with me. I knew it was you instantly. That's why I brought you right on the air.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah, my name Charles, because I could have just said anything. My name Charles. Yeah, I'm from Mobile, Alabama. Who this here? Who this?
Because, you know, we play them kind of – you're a jokester. I mean, come on. Why wouldn't I think it was
Well, not all the time, you know. So I've done it a few times. Now, when bill collectors call, I always joke with them. Those are the ones you want to joke with.
Well, see, you got a reputation of hanging out with Steve Harvey, so I'm expecting anything tonight.
Yeah, not really with Steve. Not really. It'd be some other folks, but not with Steve. Steve, too big time. He's big time, definitely.
You still were one of the kings, bro. You were one of the kings, and I love it. Thank you so much for
well,
tuning in.
Well, I appreciate that.
And so let's dive right into it, Jay. What's going on with you today, and you know, how can we get involved?
Well, I've just been hanging in there, taking it day to day. You know, this pandemic has really got a lot of us, especially those of us in the entertainment biz, pretty much on lockdown. But we're just doing what we can to maintain. I've been doing a lot of virtual shows here and there, mostly online, because that's pretty much how it is now. You know, we can't do any live shows in front of an audience, particularly, you know, here in California where I live, because a lot of stuff is locked down. But I'm blessed and just been able to, you know, been able to create certain things. So lately what I've been doing is I've been going on my social media pages. Every now and then I'll go live and just interact with my listeners and the fans that tune in. And I just entertain them, joke a little bit, and I'll sing a couple of songs and let them hear some of my music since I have music out as well. So I've been doing a lot of that lately and just working on some new songs for my next album. So I'm just doing a lot of stuff. You know, doing a lot of stuff.
Right. That sounds amazing, right? And so we want to give our callers a chance to say hi to you, Jay. This is our station manager, Gigi Watson. And Gigi, go ahead,
how
and we
doing?
Got one other caller we can see. as we're continuing, she said, I don't know if you caught that. She asked you how you was doing, Jay.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
Yeah, okay. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. How about yourself? How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just staying in from the weather.
Yeah. Oh man, the weather is just some. Now where exactly are you? Where are you located out of?
Okay, I'm in Houston, Texas, but I'm originally from San Francisco, California.
Okay, so you're in Houston right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my town. That's where I used to live. I used to work there when I was on the radio. I was a radio DJ.
Oh, okay.
Living in Houston. Yeah, besides doing comedy. See, most people know me as a comedian, but a lot of folks don't know that I used to be in an R&B band right out of college, you know, so had recorded a couple of demos, and I was doing radio. I was working on a couple of radio stations, and I worked at a few stations in Houston. So that's good that you're right there in H-Town. I love H-Town. I always will love H-Town.
There you go. There you go. I'm so excited, Jay.
That.
You guys are tuned in. You guys are tuned in to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. And right now, we're speaking to the most fabulous Jay Lamont and all of his accomplishments. We want to say congratulations. Thank you for gracing us with your time. And we didn't get to have any time before we aired live. So I want to give honor to you and allow you to be able to speak freely, because tonight is about you, and we're celebrating you and your accomplishments. Now, we want to just talk about real quickly after the time, because you say in your bio, after the time you had the pleasure of opening up for such acts, such as the late, great Luther Vandross. I gotta take a moment.
Wow.
Yeah. Worked with Luther, and it was a one-time thing with him. One-time thing, and it was mind-blowing. You know, no pun intended. But it's like, oh my God! If you've never seen him live, you missed a great performer. He was so amazing. So amazing.
Oh my God!
You know what? I got to see him live. He puts on a real good show.
Oh yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Yeah, and it's amazing to think. And the thing about it is that when you think about these, like the names you just mentioned, I can remember as a kid growing up listening to some of these artists on the radio. Never would have imagined that one day that I would be opening for them. You know, I mean, I'm like, I remember when I first saw Luther Vandross when he came to Oklahoma City where I grew up, and I think I was in college at the time. We went to his concert and it was amazing. I think it was him and Shirley Murdoch. And like, even Shirley Murdoch, I said, and now years later, here I am as an entertainer, and I opened up for both of those two. It's just it makes you just want to pinch yourself, like this is not real.
Right, this is so real, Jay. Like I'm feeling what you're feeling just talking to you.
Oh, stop that now. You know somebody told you to write that down. Somebody wrote that down for you to say.
Jay, it's real
now,
talk,
man. When you talk to him, just say, Jay, I really love you. I need you. Just say that when you get ready to talk to him.
I will, Jay. I really love you, and I really want you to talk to me, though. So, listen, not only that, the great legend Luther Vandross, but you, Maze, you featured with Frankie Beverly and D.L. Hughley and Steve Harvey, Tommy Davidson, Cedric the Entertainer,
yeah.
Mike Epps, and James.
Oh my God!
Come on, man. This is like no joke here. This is the real authentic thing here. And look, we get to talk to you. How wonderful this is!
Oh, this means I love it. I appreciate it so much. I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun already. And like I said, I mean, and most of those guys you just mentioned, and thing about it is like DL is somebody I've known for years. I remember when I first met him, we actually met when he did a show in Houston. I was working, like I said, I was still on the radio as a DJ, but I was, you know, I was working on the side as a comedian, and I had a chance to meet him. And then when he started hosting BET's Comic View, I had a chance to come to LA and do that show, and we've been good friends ever since. So every name you just mentioned are some of the cats that I've actually started out with in the comedy game. You know, then, like I said, having a chance to go on tour, open up for people like Steve Harvey, open up for Sid the Entertainer, Mike Epps, Frankie Beverly Maze is like one of the few artists that really loves what I do. I've opened for him, Uncle Charlie Wilson. I've worked with Charlie Wilson ever since I first met him and his brothers, you know, when they had the Gap Band. So, and the fact that he and I both are from Oklahoma, so that's my homie. Whenever I work with him, it's like family.
Yeah. Now I can't say that I'm a native Houstonian because I'm a native Chicagoan. However, I've lived in
Chi-town.
Several of Yeah. But this is the thing. I lived in Houston for 13 years. I represent H-Town. And so I have a big love for Houston. And Houston brought me to Reno. So now we're in Reno and we live. We're all over the world. You know, we're worldwide. And you know, Faces of Success is our radio platform with Miss P. And we're just so excited for all that she's doing and connecting us and how she's celebrating our brothers and our sisters you know, especially during this time where we're so, you know, in distance of each other. I really, Jay, I need you. I love you, Jay.
Oh, look at you. You're too kind. You're too kind.
Jay, I mean, how was it? I have to ask this because you got some amazing people that you have worked with. And I want to highlight you. But also, Jamie Foxx is one of the coolest people. I haven't had a chance to meet him directly, but just watching his work and watching him grow, you know, as an entertainer. How was that with you watching his transition?
Jamie is another guy. That's another guy that I've known for many years. I think about, like, when I look at my career, it is almost kind of like what Jamie was doing, because Jamie is, for those that don't know, he's musically trained. He's classically trained, pianist and a musician, and also doing, you know, did stand-up comedy for many years. You know, he did a couple of shows. He did A Living Color. Jamie just has an outstanding career, you know, and now he's becoming this outstanding actor. You know, he played Ray. Come on, Ray and other major films that he's done. And, you know, it's so funny, I got to tell a story about Jamie. Jamie loves my act so much. I remember when he and I first met, he said, "Man, I used to watch you so much on Comic View." Now, that's amazing. Jamie told me he used to watch BET's Comic View religiously on his downtime. And he remembered the first time he saw me on there. He said, "Man," he was like, "I got to meet this dude. I got to meet this dude." And so, lo and behold, we meet a couple of years later. We became good friends. But I remember one time he did a tour, one of his comedy tours that came to Houston. And I decided to go down to the theater where he was at to surprise him because the manager that I had at the time used to work with Jamie. And I remember he called us, "Hey, man, Jamie's here, man. I'm sure he'd love to see you, so come on through." Came on to the theater, and he was doing I remember he did two shows that night. So he finished the first show. That's when he saw me. He was like, "Oh, my God." He was so excited. He came up, gave me a hug. He's like, "Oh, man." He said, "You know what? I got this idea. I got an idea." He said, "You know what? I want to bring you up on my next show. I'm going to bring you up near the end of the show." So he brought me out, and it was so funny because he was at the keyboard. Because, you know, for many people who have seen Jamie's show, you know, near the end of his set, he'll bring out his keyboard and he'll play a little something and start singing some songs, imitating somebody. He used to always love when I would do the Isley Brothers because he loves when I imitate Ron Isley. So he told me beforehand, he said, "Look here, I'm gonna make the crowd think that Mr. Biggs is backstage. So I'm gonna have them hand you a microphone, and you just start doing your la da 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 da." And the crowd went nuts. They really thought Ron Isley was backstage. So Jamie's looking right at me. So he's bobbing his head like, "Okay, go on out stage, walk on out there." So I walked out on stage, and the crowd was like, "Oh my God!" Everybody just like started laughing. They was like, "Oh man, we thought that was Ron Isley." And we did a musical jam session for about 10 minutes. We just started rocking because he knows that I sing. So that's how we just kind of bonded like that. We bonded like that. Yeah. So I always loved Jamie for that. He always didn't mind sharing his spotlight with certain people that he really loved.
It comes off on the screen that way, that he's a caring soul. And with you guys.
Yeah.
With you all being in each other, kind of like, you know, in streamline with each other, because Jamie and you, Jay, have been, you know, on the Showtime. Y'all appeared on the Apollo with Russell Simmons, Def Jam, you know, and then, you know, you presented at when Jamie presented at Lollapalooza. So, am I saying it right?
Lollapalooza. I got to make sure I'm saying it right. Is it? No, Laugh-a-palooza. That's it. Laugh-a-palooza.
Laugh-a-palooza.
I hope Jamie don't hear this because he going to kill me. He ain't going to kill y'all. He going to kill me. He said, man, that's messed up. Man, you couldn't even say it right. Man, that's hard. That's hard to take that, Jake. You couldn't even say it right. That's wrong. Man, that's wrong.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What this is, We're laughing. And Jamie, you are doing an amazing job, bro. Thank you so much for seeing real people. Jay, thank you for being who you are and sharing your talent with us. I mean, seriously, I have laughed my behind off. And right here, I just want to. I want you to know, be comfortable, be yourself here, because we do. We at home, so, you know.
All right, I love it. I love that. I'm at home. Now, when do we eat? Now, where's the food at? Somebody said there was going to be some food while I'm on the phone here. Where is the food? Matter of fact, I'm going to say grace right now. Gracious Lord, we truly thank you for the food that hopefully that it will come to us as soon as possible, Lord. We ask that you make sure they have the money that they're supposed to pay me, Lord. I don't care if it's $5, but I want you to add 2 zeros behind that five. Make it $500. Make it hand it to me, Lord, when we get done with this interview.
Amen.
I'm sorry about that. You didn't strike that. Strike that from the record. Strike that from the record.
I second that. So thankfully, you know, with all of this laughter and good times that you all create for us, the world is such a better place because you share your talent. I want you to get just a little personal because I want to give you an opportunity to share with our listeners, you know, who haven't heard from you directly. What drives you? What's your passion? And how do you find, in all these terrible times, how do you find the material to laugh at?
You know what? It's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, for one, I love, you know, of course, I love to laugh. Sometimes I love to make myself laugh. And, of course, my biggest passion is just, you know, just living the life. You know, I love, like I love listening to music. I think for most people, when you listen to music, you're like in another zone. I've always said that music is like a drug, you know, if you will. I use the term drug because it really gets you, it gets you to a certain highness. It's like a medicine. I love to sing. You know, sometimes I'll get in my car and just drive around. And even in my car, I'll turn my radio on or I'll have something playing and I'll just sing along with it. And that's really how I create something. I might create something from a song that I hear, you know, even being a songwriter, but also as a comedy writer, I might come up with an idea, say, okay, what if Michael Jackson did something like this? Or what if Prince could do something like that? And sometimes I'll just come up with something off the top of my head. And whatever little show that I might have coming up, I'll try it out on stage on that next show and just see how it works out with that crowd. And then a lot of times what I do is I try to build up. Based upon the response of that first crowd, I try to build up on what I did on that show and put it together for the next show. You know, so it's spontaneous with me. I know most for other performers, other comedians, you know, they write stuff down. I don't hardly write anything down. It just comes off the top of my head. I mean, I could be standing backstage, you know, and whoever might be on stage before me, what I'm doing right at the moment, I'm sitting there trying to, you know, sometimes I'll close my eyes and I said, okay, I'll try this, I'll try that, and then once I get out on stage, I'm in the zone, you know, I'm ready.
Wow, and you know,
that's what I love.
Can I ask Jay a question?
Go ahead, Gigi.
Jay, did you grow up singing in the church?
I sure did. How did you know that?
Look at
you. To be honest with you, the first audience, you know, when people ask me what's the first, you know, it's one thing to ask me when's the first time you have performed in front of an audience, and realistically, it was the church, it was the congregation, because since, like I said, music is my background. I'm a PK, preacher's kid. My father was a Baptist minister. My mother was first lady of the church, and she was a musician, so she played for our church choir. So there was always music in our house. I remember, you know, many times my mother would get on the piano after she'd get through cooking, we'd get through eating. You know, we'd get on the piano. She'd get on the piano. We'd mess around and harmonize a little bit. My dad could sing, too. My dad could blow. And a lot of times we would get together, my mom and dad, myself and my brother, and we would just harmonize. We'd have four-part harmony. So a lot of times we used to sing in certain churches. Wherever my dad had to preach, you know, he would always have us come up and we'll sing a song. My mother would be on the piano. We'll harmonize, and then he'll go ahead and preach. So it came from that foundation, you know, and then I remember times, it was so funny, there would be times that we would have to go somewhere with my dad to do a revival. You know, of course, I didn't want to go. Being a kid, I want to go play with the other kids. My dad's like, no, you're going to go. But as soon as I got there and saw all the nice-looking girls that were sitting on the front pew, and they're like, under my dad be like, okay, you're going to sing. I said, okay, no problem. Because used to, I didn't want to sing, but when I saw the girls out there, good God Almighty, I was ready to sing. Now, I know that's a shame. I'm, you know, forget about singing for the Lord. I was going to sing Kiki and Lanita that was sitting in the front row. I'm going to sing for them, you know. And I think it was because of that made me say, you know what, I might want to do this as a profession. And then when I got it, like even through school, junior high school and high school, I used to do a lot of talent shows at the time. Now, this was before comedy. I was, like I said, I was just singing. So anytime I would sing a song, and it wasn't until I think I was in the 10th grade in high school, and I remember DeBarge had a song out at the time called All This Love. And that was the song that I sung. And I mean, and you, if you could imagine all the girls that were screaming, I had never,
okay,
I never could have imagined females. I'm talking too much. I'm sorry.
You got to give us a little bit of that right now.
Oh, a little bit. Oh, you mean El DeBarge?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is when light skin was in. I know I'm light skin. I know some of y'all probably don't want no light skin man, but that's okay. All my light skin brothers that are listening right now, fret not. We're gonna have a light skin man march coming up real soon in D.C. You know, I've spoken to Howard Hewitt about it. I've spoken to Christopher Williams, Al B. Shore, and they're all down for it. When I first told Howard about it, he couldn't stop laughing. And Howard Hewitt said we should just call it the LSB tour, the Light Skin Brothers tour. So we might have Barack Obama come on in and host the show. Hello, everybody. How are you doing? Obama is in the house. See, that would be Obama. Are you ready to turn this thing out? And the crowd say, hey, if you're ready, like Freddie the Rock, real shit, let me hear you say, hey, you know, something like that. You know. And then we're going to kick it off with El DeBarge. But no, this is what happened. On that day in the 10th grade, I remember, I had some problems, boom, boom, and no one could seem to solve them. When the sound so convincing, and I made it half a chance. So that's what I did, and the girl started screaming. You know, so it was crazy. And the girls that never would even talk to me, they was talking to me the next day. You were so good. You know. And if you want some eyes or brothers. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sound.
La, 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 la. Oh, my goodness.
You know, just like that.
Take me back.
Okay, y'all stop
back.
That. I see y'all having a moment now. Y'all stop all that, ladies. Stop that now.
Take me back now. It's all right.
You know, see, think about this, ladies. I don't know if you all are married or have a boyfriend or whatever, but I tell the fellas sometimes, I say, fellas, if by chance, if your woman makes you mad, you can, there's a way you can go off on your lady, but do it in a very soft way. You know, go at her like Ron. I say, why don't you leave me alone? You're getting on my nerves. And see, that way, ladies, you won't be so mad. You'll be mad, but you're going to be turned on at the same time.
Right.
You know, you can be like, girl, did you see how he told me to be quiet? Why don't you be quiet, oh, girl? You know, so.
The elders must teach the youth now. Teach us now, because I love it. That's real talk. Mm-hmm. Even though we're joking,
uh-huh.
Real talk. Jay, I love it so much. You guys, you're tuning in to Mind Blowing Decisions. I am your host, Mishawn L., and we are listening to, oh, my God, you right here, the fabulous, extraordinary, entertaining Jay Lamont. We need and love you so much. Good God, bless you and the grace that comes with all that you give and the strength and the passion. God bless you. You have turned my night up tonight about 10 notches. I don't even know if I can go to sleep after this. Like,
Oh, you'll be going to sleep. You ain't going to be thinking about me after this. You know, you will not be thinking about me after this. Trust me.
Oh, yes, I will, because you done sang to me tonight. See, I took that personal.
You better hope your husband don't get mad.
Right,
yeah, y'all,
he,
I,
he
yeah, I was about
right.
to say, I don't want your man. Don't your man. I don't want your man over here. Mm-hmm. You let on like, what?
No,
who
no,
is this
no,
Jay Lamont you yelling out in your sleep? You dreaming?
One more time.
What's that, one more time for that Ashley?
No, well, you just say my name, didn't you?
Oh. But wait a minute, I gotta bring in Ernie.
Oh, I believe you are a rainbow of the heaven I need to see. You're the promise, miss, everlasting. And where you are, I hope to be. No.
There you go.
This is what I'm talking about right here.
Oh, they passed around Kleenex. Here you go, girl. Here's my Kleenex right there.
Hey, I got some. This was fabulous.
Don't worry. You know what? I'll take over the interview. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are listening right now, what you are witnessing right now, the ladies are probably in crying. They're probably having a debate on who's going to take him. Who's going to take him down? Girl, you want to raise him? I'll raise him. I don't care. I'll kidnap him, and I'll tie him up. If he keeps singing to me like that, woo, glory to God. Ain't that something?
Oh,
ain't going to say glory to God in the same breath. Going to say glory to God at the same time. That's a shame.
Glory, hallelujah. We're speaking heavenly tongues.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If you want me to, I'll do it in Spanish. Como? I can do it in Spanish. Como se llama la Dios que te quiere por el merecido. Oh, muchos gracias, señorita.
Hey, y'all, you can stop.
I better stop.
Entertainment Extraordinary is a native of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and he is blessing us, our soul, tonight. And a broadcast journalist, graduate from Langston University. Stand-up comedian, comedy is just too confining a term for what he delivers. Cue all the experiencing it tonight to the audience. This is authentic. It's so real. It's so our neighborhood, our neighbors, our backyard, you know? And Jay, I'm telling you, I am so like going back in time as you sing, as you harmonize and just, you know, you Lil Santana would have even did it even. Well, you know.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But thank you so much for all the your impressions. Oh, my God, was so spot on with Obama. Oh, my God. I mean,
you're too
you
kind.
Have
thank
just,
you so much for that. Thank you for the love. Thank you for what you all do. Thank you for what you do. Oh. I know Michelle listens to you all when she gets a chance. She loves you ladies. And the words of Ice Cube, just waking up in the morning, God, thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. I got to go because I got me a clock. And if you want, I'm so sorry. I just got carried away.
Thank you. Drop the mic.
What you hear is not a test. I'm rapping
to
the beat. It's just me, the group, and my friends are going to try to move your feet.
Hey, I'm telling you, Jay Lamont, a.k.a. Jammin' Jay Lamont, tell our listeners, our audience, how can they follow you? How can we get involved in some of your comedy? You know, tell us what's coming up in the next couple weeks, next couple months.
Okay, yeah, most definitely. They can follow me on I'm on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, under Jammin' Jay Lamont. You know, that's J-A-M-M-I-N, no G. J-A-Y-L-A-M-O-N-T, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And there is an event. I've got this one big event coming up that I think you all are going to – you got to check this out. It's the Calizona Vegas Festival. It's going to be happening in October. It's a video on-demand performance. It's going to be virtual, so you got to check this out. It's pay-per-view. So I'm asking all the listeners to, if you go to this website, CZV, that's – when I say CZV, that's Charlie Zebra Victor, CZVFestival.com. And make sure you purchase your tickets for this virtual event. And if you see it, you'll see my name, Jay Lamont, and my code is 701. So if you get 701, just type that in on the website, and you'll get a special deal. And there will be a link sent to you when this event airs next month. It's a special event. It's called the Presidential Debate. And notice I said the Presidential Debate. You don't want to miss this. I'm going to be portraying Barack Obama. It's also going to have special guests, Hawthorne James, who you all may remember. He was Big Red in the 5 Heartbeats. My other light-skinned brother, my office hours are from 9 to 5. He's going to be portraying Donald Trump. Yes, I said it. He's going to be Donald Trump. I'm going to be Barack Obama. Also, we're going to have the one and only Mr. Las Vegas himself, George Wallace. You know, I cannot stand stupid people. You know, that's George Wallace. He's going to be on there. AJ Jamal, Miss Arkansas, very funny comedian. That's my girl right there. You don't want to miss this. Trust me, y'all. Y'all got to go to CZVFestival.com to get this virtual event. Purchase. My code is 701. You know, I sound like I'm giving out my room number, 701. Think of my hotel room number, 701. Look, ladies. Write it down. Make sure you paint your toenails before you come to my room. Room 701. That's my code to go on the website so you can get these tickets. And also, ladies, if I can mention, I have music out too because I am an R&B singer. A lot of people don't know that. I don't just do comedy. I am a vocalist. I have an EP out. It's called Here I Am. That's the name of it. And my latest single is called Celebrate. which has been getting much major airplay over in the UK. It was in the top 30 R&B countdown over in the UK, so you got to get it. It's on all streaming platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music Play, Cloud, iHeart. You got to get it. And last but not least, go to my website, thejaylamont.com, T-H-E-J-A-Y-L-A-M-O-N-T, and get my one-hour live comedy DVD. You got to purchase that right now. We'll get it shipped out to you on my website, thejaylamont.com. I know I said a mouthful. Lord have mercy. Glory.
It's recorded. They can go back and play this back. It will be airing on our platform, Faces of Success, radio101.com or FOSR.com. So you can go back.
And let me remind everybody, let everybody know, because the COVID is still going on, so please wear your mask, keep your hands washed. I don't know why we have to tell people to wash their hands. I've been washing my hands since I was a kid, and if you see somebody ugly, hand them a mask. Sometimes an ugly person needs a mask. Forget about the COVID. You can catch the COVID just looking at an ugly person, because you know God don't like ugly. You know, I mean, next time you go to church, the pastor cannot say touch someone. I never wanted to touch nobody before the pandemic, you know, because even folks go to the bathroom at church and don't wash their hands and walk right on out. See, cleanliness is next to godliness.
You got that right.
That's all I got to say.
Jay,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say all that. That was wrong. I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. Put a mask on.
You're the reason why I wanted to host a comedy show. You are the reason that I, when I was in Chicago, man, I would go over there on 47th, low end, and go to I keep Jokes and Notes, and I will watch a lot of the comedians there. And
yeah,
brother,
that was the spot.
Oh God. Yes.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think my first time performing over there, shout out to Mary Lindsay, who was one of the owners of that club, Jokes and Notes. I remember the first time I performed over there, the gentleman, the brother that was hosting the show that night, get this, was the one and only Lil Rel Howery, who
was
a big time actor, comedian now. Lil Rel.
I'm talking about
that's
it. I was
right.
in the building.
Yeah, that's why I'm proud of that brother, because that's like he was just starting out at the time when I first met him. So it's like, look how far we've come. It's amazing.
Yes, and I'm so proud of you and all the work that you're doing, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank
I'm telling you.
You
have inspired so many of us. Your voice will go on and be remembered for so long. I don't think that anyone that is alive that haven't experienced you they don't even know what they're missing. You know, it's just like some new young cats, some new young girls, some new millennials that haven't heard of our old school, and they're interested in what I'm doing. So they're like, Sean, what you doing? I want to come over to the radio with you. I want to go to the studio with you. What you up to? And then I'm trying to bring them in, but I'm like, you gotta do some homework.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Homework. That's right. Do your homework now. Come on now. And you need to stop talking to me like that, because you almost make me I'm about to light up a candle, pour some wine, because she is talking sensual, isn't she? Y'all, she's talking sensual.
Oh
I'm so proud of you. And you know what? I'm so proud of you. I'm going to bring some food home to you. I am so proud of you. You make me feel so good. You make everybody feel so good. I'm like, where is she going with this? Good God Almighty. Let me go get me some champagne right now.
Hey, you talking to me and saying my name, baby. You get it all tonight.
I'm telling you, I feel like Obama's standing right next to me. He's saying, are you getting the same feeling that I'm getting, Jay? She's talking to you more sensual than she is talking to me. Michelle is giving me the side eye because she doesn't want me to get turned off. I said, that's what I'm saying, Barack. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I like her too. I like her as well. Yes, indeed.
I love, you know, broadcasting it. Talk to me a little bit, Jay, about your broadcasting and journalism and what that really, you know, how did that catapult you? Why did you even go into journalism? And what is that doing for you?
Well, you know what? I grew up, like I said, as far as, you know, music being my background, I grew up listening to the radio. I was like most of those kids that love listening to radio. And like I said, being such a music buff, I loved hearing, I remember just listening to the DJ talking. How they would, you know, that was the entertainer. He was the person that would entertain the listener. You know, 20 minutes after the hour of, I'm, you know, good afternoon. I'm Mark Harris. Going to give you a chance to win those tickets coming up next hour. Don't forget the phone number is 522-5664. Call me up right now, K107 FM. You know, so I said, I would like to do something like that. of course, I still wanted to pursue a music career. You know, I wanted to pursue entertainment, but I said, I'd like to give radio a try. So at the time when I attended Langston, which is the proud HBCU of it's the only HBCU in Oklahoma, that is, historically black college there, I said, you know what, I might want to take up broadcasting as a major, and I minored in music. And I remember the first time going live on the radio was on our campus radio station. I'll never forget KALU. That's the station. And as a matter of fact, it's still on to this day. KALU-FM, and I had my own radio show, and I remember the times the women from the women's dorm would call, because most of my calls were from the ladies in the ladies' dorm calling, hey, Jay, you sound so good. Can you play Shalimar, or can you play The Whispers? Feel much like romance. And then I got my first job at a commercial station while I was still in college. So that was a big deal, and I worked at a R&B station in Oklahoma City, and then I wound up getting offered a job at a major market radio in Houston. And matter of fact, I had a couple of other radio jobs. I could have went, had a chance to go to Chicago, had a chance to go to New Orleans, had a chance to go to Detroit. So I spent about 8 or 9 years in radio. So it was a great moment at the time. And what was so cool is I was able to do a lot of stuff that you see me do on stage. I did a lot of that stuff on radio. And whatever little song that I did for my little R&B group, I remember the program directors at the time allowed me to play some of my own music on my radio show. So it was cool. That was a great moment for me at the time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm serious. We are so proud of you here at Success
Radio.
Thank you. And Mind Blowing Decisions is a unique character show, because we had an opportunity to launch this almost 4 years ago, and we have been going strong. And to have an amazing people come and grace us and give us their time, oh my God, I mean, it's just amazing. So I want to ask one more thing of you, and that is, which I know that you are a lead vocalist, but with all that you have accomplished, what is the most outstanding performance that you feel that made the difference for you, that put you in a different state of mind, if you will?
Wow, man, how do I answer that? You know, it's funny, because realistically, my first professional gig, I remember, you know, when I was just talking about radio, at the time I was in college at Langston, my first professional gig was, because it was so funny, there was a gentleman that you actually went, he was a student at my school at Langston, and he was starting to become a new party, he was like a concert promoter, and so he used to do a lot of parties around the area at Langston, and I remember someone coming up to me saying, hey, Jay, come here, man, I want you to meet this dude, man, he's about to put a concert on, and so he said, we're trying to get him to get you to open up this show. And I'm like, what? Yeah, man, we told him how you'd be doing all those impersonations, how you'd be doing all the talent shows on campus. So I met the guy, and I actually stood there and freestyled for him. I'm standing there in front of him imitating, you know, I'm doing Michael Prince, I'm doing all these little impersonations, I'm doing these sound effects. And he was like just blown away. He said, man, I want you on my show. I said, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm bringing a rap concert to town, and I want you to be the opening act. Now, mind you, at the time, I wasn't doing nothing like that. So, and I'm saying to myself, you mean to tell me you're booking me on this show where I'm going to get paid? I get paid to get on the stage. And here's what's funny. I was working at a restaurant while attending college. I had a part-time job at Denny's. Now think about that. You know, and I got to wait 2 weeks to get my check, and this guy's going to pay me some money to do a 15-minute act. So you mean to tell me I'm going on stage to work for 15 minutes? That's all I got to do, and you're going to pay me? I couldn't wait to call my mom. I said, Mama, you're not going to believe this. You know, so, and guess who the artist was that I opened up for? Yeah. Grandmaster Melly Mel from Furious Five. If you remember, you know, it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going down.
Yes.
Broken glass everywhere. People, you know, that was Grandmaster Melly Mel from Grandmaster Flash. And I'm opening up for him. And it was such, and I remember that night because there were so many people that came out. A lot of my classmates from Langston came to the show cheering me on. And I think it was because of that, and then to, you know, with radio, and then when I did my first TV show was Showtime at the Apollo. Going to the Apollo, oh my God, I remember getting a standing ovation doing that. I think all that right there just catapulted me to where I am today. You know, because I never could have imagined that I'd be on those shows. Never could have imagined that I'd be on stage opening up for somebody that I remember mixing records with, Grandmaster Melly Mel. And then after that, I remember the next show I did. Now, mind you, I'm 19 years old. I'm still 19, a student in college, doing these little shows where I'm booked now, getting paid. Mm-hmm. Roger and Zapp was the next show. Then I opened up for LaVert. And I said, this is unbelievable. And then came Def Jam. Then came Comic View. And then came America's Got Talent, because I did America's Got Talent also, mm-hmm. and some other mm-hmm. shows. So, you know, I know that's a long answer. I'm sorry you didn't ask for a storybook answer, but that, you know, that's pretty much how I can answer that, you know.
Hey, it's your time. I want you to express it how you feel. So I know you've talked a little bit about how it's important for us to be reminded to keep our hands clean, which is sad, but at the same time, it's our civic duty to say, hey, wash your hands, keep that hygiene together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm washing my hands right now. It's not while I'm talking to you. I got the phone laying down, washing my hands right now.
Yeah, so I can't see the door washing my hands. It's important that we keep that in mind. And when I forget, I'm like, okay, so now I know I have to go back and wipe everything down that I touch before I wash my hands if I forget instantly. But it's so important. It was one of my messages of the day, because I've talked to a lot of people. Let's just keep our hands clean. I mean, it's keep the mask on, you know, for others' sake. There is some things going on that, you know, we just need to protect ourselves from, and so and protect others from.
Yeah, I see why the Asians were wearing masks back then. Notice when you would travel somewhere, you see an Asian person wearing a mask, because what they were doing was, you know, if they didn't feel good, if you were sick, you were trying to protect yourself and protect yourself from other folks so they wouldn't get infected by your sickness or whatever. You know, I see why Michael Jackson wore a mask back then. Everybody laughed at Michael because he wore a mask. Oh, yeah. And now, see, before all this happened, if you were to see me with a mask on, you thought I was going to come and rob you. See everybody wearing masks. Now I get nervous. It's funny when I see white people wearing masks. I said, look at that white man wearing a mask. Oh, my God, I'm nervous. What should I do? He's got a mask on. Look at how far we've come. Why? How come we didn't keep ourselves sanitized and clean like this before the pandemic? Maybe we wouldn't be going through this extreme right now, you know? It makes you wonder. It makes you think.
I got stranded in Vegas. I got to tell this story, and I don't mean to tap into your time, but this is so hilarious because I want you to create a joke for me, okay? And I surely want to hear, because I'm following you, bro. I love you so much, for real. But I was in Vegas, and I had to go to the bank. I had to go to Wells Fargo, and I'm a black woman going to Wells Fargo with a black mask on my face. The most hilarious day of my life.
I think I know where you're going. I think I know where you're going with this.
Man, them folks were scrambling, trying not to let me in that bank. And when I got in, they made sure they had people strategically placed in different places to make sure.
Hilarious. Oh, my God. But see, that just shows you right there. That just shows you right there. Mm-hmm. Just like I tell people all the time, they tell now it's funny how somebody says to you, practice social distancing. See, I'm like this. I'm like Allen Iverson when he was playing for the 76ers. Practice? You telling me to practice? I said, let me tell you something. I've always kept my distance ever since I was young. Think of how many people you can't stand to be around. Think of that ex that you don't want to be nearby. See, all you got to do is just say, keep your distance, social distancing. I remember times going out to eat. You ever like go out to eat to a restaurant with your friends, and you ever notice how the hostess will always bring you to a table where there's other people sitting around? I can remember times when that would happen, I'd say, excuse me, ma'am, sir, can we sit over this way? I would always tell them, can you sit me over somewhere where there ain't too many people around? Now look where we are now. Now we have to keep our distance. See, I was always smart. See, I used my common sense even before then. You know, like, I mean, I remember I got pulled over the other day. I didn't tell you this. I got pulled over the other day. Officer told me to step out the car. I said, sir, officer, I'm sorry, but because of COVID, I got to practice social distance, so I cannot get out of this car. Now, if you want to choke me, if you want to put your knee on my neck while you're out there, you can do it. I'll put my neck up toward the window, and you just go and put your knee right there wherever you are. But stay, you know, and I kept telling them, stay far apart. You can go raise your knee up, And that's just what he did. That's just what he did to practice social distance. Now, I didn't feel too much pain from his knee, even though his knee wasn't on my neck. But I told him, keep your distance. You can put your knee on my neck by you standing way out there. He thought I was nuts. But I told him, I said, we have to practice social distancing. I'm not getting out this car. Yes, I did. I even called a bill. Now, you're going to love this. Bill collector called me. That's a shame when bill collectors calling you wanting their money, knowing you ain't working, you ain't got no money. I told the bill collector, I said, look, because of COVID, I've got to practice social distancing. I'm not touching that bill because I don't know, that bill may have COVID on it, so I can't touch it, so therefore I cannot send you nothing. And the dollar bills that's in my wallet, I know y'all laughing right now, but the dollar bills in my wallet said, Jay, you might not want to touch us because we might have COVID. See, even right. The dollar bills are trying to protect me from trying to touch it. Can I get a witness? You see, COVID, good God almighty. I said I'm going to stop. I'm sorry about that. See, I know y'all getting some ideas right now, aren't you? You getting some ideas. So the next time you talk to your bill collectors, to tell your bill collectors, look here, because of COVID, I cannot touch that bill because it may have COVID. So therefore, you ain't going to get nothing from me. You know, you're not going to get nothing from me. Oh, they may try not to laugh. They want to laugh on the phone with you, but they're going to be like, well, man, we need to get that money. I said, look here, COVID, I can't touch it. Back to social distancing. Got the price. See, I know one of y'all writing that down right now. You know what, Jay? I'm going to try that.
Jay, I already did all of it.
Come on, write that down. She said, you know what, that Negro ain't lying. You know, girl, write that down. I'm going to tell the credit because I'm getting sick of this one credit. I get sick of him calling me. Because of COVID, I can't send you nothing. I told one of them that. They had to laugh. One bill collector had to laugh at me when I told him. I said, you know there's a COVID out there. I don't know if you all got that memo at your office. I said, you expect me to send you some money? I said, the money told me not to touch it because they're practicing social distance. That's crazy when the money is trying to talk to you. You know, we're trying to protect each other. I'm not touching nothing. That's a shame. That's funny when a dog tells you, don't pat my head because I got COVID. You know, you might, we got to practice social distancing. I'm sorry.
Tell us, Jay, you guys are listening to the extraordinary entertainer, comedian, singer, actor. Oh, my God.
See, I need to write a book. That's what I need. I got to write me a book about this. How to protect yourself from bill collectors.
Jam and Jay Lamont, you guys, you're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. And I have laughed my ass off tonight. I've been sung to and serenaded, and I got tears running down my eyes.
The title of my book will be You Can Put Your Knee on My Neck, But Keep Your Social Distance. That's the title of the book.
My money told me I couldn't touch it.
He can't touch your neck, but he's putting a knee on my neck. Don't do that.
Oh, goodness. I want to ask you one other thing about George Wallace, because he is one of the greatest people of all times in this world of comedy. And I'm telling you, the grandfather, I mean, we know we respect and love all those Red Fox, all of our brothers that's gone, but and Richard Pryor, all of that, but With George Wallace still being here and not being honored in the manner that I think he should be celebrated. Listen, my household grew up with, you know, and George Wallace and some of the other greats are just not out there as we need to hear from them. And so, Jay, thank you again for joining us. We need this. This is what America needs. This is what will heal us.
Yeah.
If we smoke a little weed, if we laugh a little more, we might make a little
right,
more money.
Right, that laugh. You gotta laugh. I laugh. You laugh at anything. You know, next time you get pulled over, laugh at the officer. I'm not saying do it abruptly. Just laugh at him. You know, if he hands you the ticket, just laugh at the ticket, and then that's when you can say, you know what? If he says, why are you laughing? Just say because of the COVID. I'm laughing because you see, as soon as you handed me the ticket, now I might be COVID. See, that's why I'm laughing. And then sneeze, kind of sneeze toward the window at him. And that way he'll know that you got COVID, and he'll take that ticket back, and he'll let you go. I'm not saying you should do it. I'm just saying think about it as you do it. You know. But you know what? I'm being bad now. I appreciate being on it. I appreciate y'all inviting me.
I still am going to do it if I ever get pulled over. Seriously.
I'm going to put Jay over my knee.
Yeah, just act like you don't feel good when he tells you roll your wind. Now, just start sneezing. I said, how you doing, officer? I got COVID. What's wrong? Well, what did I do? See, once you say that, then he might let you go ahead and go because he ain't trying to get COVID either.
Oh, for sure.
No. you know, and say, I ain't getting out this car. I ain't starting this car. You want to put your handcuff on me? Okay, well, I tell you what, stand way over there and hand me, and you can just reach out the handcuff, and we'll see if we can get on my arm because I can't, you know, got to practice social distancing.
You have truly made that. Me love you even more. I'm so glad to be in your acquaintance, and thank you so much for tuning in. Again, you guys have been, if you haven't been blessed and have not laughed your ass off tonight, then I don't know, you need to go, you know, go jag off or something, because this has been uplifting.
Yeah, jag off. Did you hear that? Well, I like this girl. I like her. Jack off. Yeah, jack off. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Why don't you jack off? Yeah.
Yeah, because listen, we done went to the moon and back, and we back here on Earth.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. I love it.
Love you so much. I can't even express the gratitude that we feel. Again, you're one of the greats, and your impressions are just so spot on. The grace and the professionalism that you carry, and with all that you inspire, you have inspired generations. You have kept people from committing suicide. You have kept people from taking that last drink that would take them into a coma. You have blessed us tremendously, and I really do truly, and my family appreciates you, because my husband is thinking a comedian. He laughs all the time, so he thinks you're crazy.
Oh, wow.
And my man, he's a comedian. He laughs all the time, too.
Well,
they're
everybody
going
to think they're funny when
you're
talking to somebody that's trying to be funny to you. See, he probably mad right now because you're talking to me. He's going to be like, well, he ain't all that funny. He ain't coming home to you. I'm the one coming home to you. See, I'm your man. Let me let you know right now. I'm your man. I'm coming home to you.
Well, see, Greg is that kind of man that, like,
he ain't that funny.
See, Greg is the kind of man, I pay for everything anyway, so I pay the cost to be the boss. And if somebody else can do better than me, go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
Ooh, did you all hear that? She straight up said, she put it out there, I'm paying for everything. He can't say nothing. Oh, I control his butt. Oh, Lord have mercy.
No, that ain't what I said.
It seemed like. Boy, it seemed like you tell him what to do under command. Get your butt here and make love to me right now. Rock
no, right now.
And you look up at him and say, Negro. Ooh, Negro. Ooh, you Negro. You's a Negro. And you ain't just saying Negro. There's another you saying, too. You say, ooh, you know, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, we do be saying that, Negro, please. We'll say that in a minute. Negro, please.
I love it.
Let's give tribute honor to those who that you need to tonight, and then tell us one more time how to find you and follow you, and definitely give that website. And I believe that they can also find this on Roku as well. So if you have that info, plug it in now so we can make sure everybody has that, because we don't want to miss this Vegas event.
Oh, yeah, the Calizona Festival. Make sure you check it out. The website, again, is CZV, Charlie Zebra Victor, CZVFestival.com, and purchase your tickets for this virtual event that you don't want to miss. I'm going to be on it along with Hawthorne James from the Five Heartbeats, George Wallace, AJ Jamal, Miss Arkansas. It's called The Presidential Debate. It's going to be hilarious. I'm portraying the one and only who I truly miss as the president, Barack Obama. Hawthorne James will be portraying Donald Trump. If my code number, when you order your ticket, my code number is 701. So just think, ladies, just think of a hotel room, like you come into my hotel, 701. To get your special discount deal for your ticket, 701-CZVFestival.com. My website is thejaylamont.com. If you want to get my DVD, thejaylamont.com, thejaylamont. I'm on all social media, Jammin' J. Lamont, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and last but not least, my music. Get my R&B music on Spotify, Napster, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Music Play. My EP is entitled Here I Am, and it features my single Celebrate. Trust me, when you hear it, you're going to love it. You're going to be like, wow, that's him. And it's my own natural voice. I'm not trying to imitate. It's just me being J. Lamont.
Lamont, you have nonetheless been more than extraordinary tonight. Oh, my God. We are so full and so excited to be in your grace. Man, I don't know if I have a word to articulate for what I'm feeling tonight with you, but I want to say this. It has truly been a pleasure, and I am a better person tonight because of you. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. I appreciate that.
That's the truth. Not a lot of people that can impress into your spirit, you know what I mean? And share such authenticity and transformation with others, you know, and to help us to realize that life is not so serious all the time, and you could take a moment to laugh. It's important. So thank you for your craft. Thank you.
I appreciate it as well.
Yes,
appreciate
you so
all.
Much.
Y'all were a lot of fun.
You wish
to. As we're wrapping up, we want to give shout outs to those. We actually interview comedian Miss Arkansas last night, and her code was 700, and your code is 701. And we also, I believe, we interviewed last week Red. So hey, listen.
Yes, we did. He said he's going to be playing Trump.
I'm doing Obama. I'm going to play me. I am going to do me as long as I can do me.
I love it.
Turn this mother out.
I love you, Jay. I need you, Jay. Thank you so much. Listen, we're going to get together and really do some more things virtually now that we can do a lot of things virtual. And, you know,
yes, indeed.
Our world, we have the Black Wall Street Reno. We have the Black Wall Street Reno, and we're doing a launching of literacy here September 28th. And we're going to be live streaming it through our platforms, our radio, TV, and all media, social media platforms. So we want you to come and be a part of that as well. And give that date for the event one more time, just a little bit slower, so we can make sure everybody gets the information. And then we're going to and then you got to share your music with us so we can play it. So.
I'll definitely get the song to you. Now, from what I understand, I know they don't have the actual date scheduled for the airing, but it's going to be I think it's going to be somewhere around mid October for the festival, so that way you'll get to see it virtually.
We'll be looking.
So that's why
that
we're asking.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to ask everybody to make sure they get their tickets now. Just go to that website, get your ticket now. My code is 701.
That's how Jay gets credit. 701. Make sure you go get that ticket right now. I believe they went up today. I believe the tickets went up to 39.
And now,
yes, code 701.
Give me some credit now.
I'm sorry. That felt like a gospel song.
Give me some credit, oh Lord. Give me some credit.
Wow, we need it, Lord. We need it now.
You ever heard that pastor? You ever heard? You know, everybody know about a black. You know that black pastor that think he know how he can talk, but he can't say words right. There's a pastor I remember one time. He couldn't say Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He would say Shadrach, Meshach, and a bitter Negro.
Oh, bitter Negro. He meant that thing.
No matter how many times you correct him, he says the same. Shadrach. That's how he talked. Shadrach, Meshach, and a bitter Negro. He was bitter, but when he went to Meshach and Shadrach, he said, "I'm a bitter Negro." We couldn't stop laughing in that church.
That motherfucker.
There's something wrong with
bitter.
That pastor. I don't know what Bible. I don't know what Bible he reading from, but they don't say bitter Negro. It said Abednego.
No, it's the.
It rhymes with thick Negro. I'm fitting to go, but I'm bitten to go.
Jay, we love you so much and need more of you.
Okay, love y'all. Appreciate you.
Oh my God. Peace and love to you. It has been wonderful. And please, we have to have you back for y'all show before y'all event. Y'all got to come back. Y'all got to come back.
I'm going to come back. You let me know. I'm on your time. Let me know.
Jay, we're going to have you back right the week before y'all air. That's what we're doing, okay? So.
Did you say have me back or hire me back?
Well, you know, we probably could do a workout a little something.
Let me send you my Cash App and PayPal. You just put whatever you want in there, and then I'll hire myself back. No, I'm sorry.
We'll do a W-9.
No, I would love to come back.
We'll do a W-9 and take care of that, all right?
Love you more. Love you.
Oh, my God, Jay, thank you. Have such a great night and performance. And all that you do, man, just keep doing it with that zeal and that fire. We so need more of you. I wish you could just duplicate about 10 of you, you know, just share one here in Reno. Or you can come yourself. I want the real man. Come here,
I'll come.
Dave.
I'll come on. Yes, yes, I will come. Don't worry about it. I'm there. I'll be there. I'll be around.
We love you, Jay. We go wrap it up.
All right, now, y'all be good.
Have a great
you
one.
Too.
We've been listening to Mind Blowing Decisions.
Care.
You too. We've been listening to Mind Blowing Decisions. We've been talking to Jay Lamont. And I'm telling y'all, it has been one turned up night. And I'm just so blessed and so fortunate to be in a position like this to share such great exclusive interviews with you all. Thank you again for the platform and for the sisterhood, for the brotherhood. Ms. Pearl, we love you. Praying for your strength and you and your family.
Love you, Ms.
Hope
Pearl.
That all stay safe out there. Keep your hands clean. Go vote for those who believe that your voice matter. That's the only thing that matters, your voice. So speak up, stand up, and take your proper stance, and keep your hands clean. We love you. Gigi, you got something to say?
The peace and love to everybody. Yeah, keep your hands clean and stay safe and stay in the house. And wear your mask when you go out.
There you go. So we're going to end this show, Mind Blowing Decisions. I'm your host, Michonne L. and Gigi Watson. We love you. More love.
More love.